continued aid in his country's fight with Russia. Speaking at the National Defense University, he says any delay helps Russia's Vladimir Putin.
Putin's crafting his own ideology, and at his core is complete disregard for human life, for freedom, and for respecting any kind of borders between countries, between people, even between truths and lies.
Israel's defense minister says his country is open to discussion on all alternatives as to who will control Gaza after the fighting ends there. CBS's Rami Innocencio has more on Gaza residents who've been on the move for more than 2 months.
The UN now says 90% of Gaza's population has been displaced, nearly all going without food for days. Half of those are starving, says the World Food Program.
The humanitarian operation is actually on the brink of collapse. It's impossible to deliver aid in these conditions. We need a ceasefire now.
Just in, a Texas woman who's been trying to get an abortion is leaving the state for the procedure. She says it's medically necessary, but right now it's tied up in court. CBS's Janet Shamley.
A Democratic judge approved an emergency abortion Thursday for Kate Cox, only to have the ruling paused by the state's all-Republican Supreme Court. Acknowledging its decision comes without regard to the merits of the case.
The Air Force takes disciplinary action for the leaking of classified documents. Here's CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The Air Force Inspector General conducted a probe into the case of former Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira. And as a result, more than a dozen personnel will be disciplined for dereliction of duties. None of them allegedly knew he was posting classified documents online. But the investigation found his access to classified materials was improper. Supervised.
Damage assessments continue after the Central Tennessee tornadoes as residents try to move forward. CBS's Manuel Bohorquez is in Nashville.
Tanya Osborne says she's lucky she wasn't home when her house was hit.
I would have been in the closet that's now been sucked out.
Now, she's left with very little.
My whole life has been reduced to several garbage bags and what I can get in them and what I could salvage.
Six people were killed, 83 injured. At the UN's Climate Summit President Sultan Al-Jaber says a consensus has been very challenging.
We have made progress, but we still have a lot to do. You know what remains to be agreed, and you know that I want you to deliver the highest ambition on all items, including on fossil fuel language.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 130 points. This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. We're entering the holiday season, and flu cases nationally are on the rise. Lindsay Stevenson, MD, an Aspirus family medicine resident, dispels some myths surrounding the flu vaccine.
The flu vaccine itself is made out of a weakened or inactive particle of the flu, which only allows your body to mount an immune response to it, and it doesn't actually cause the flu itself.
She says it's important for people who are more susceptible of developing serious complications from the flu to get vaccinated. These include adults over 65, children under 5, pregnant women, and those with medical conditions such as heart disease. Higher vaccination rates help protect the community as a whole. The Seventh-day Adventist Church in Wisconsin Rapids is holding their free community meal on Sunday, December 17th. Doors open at 3, food is served from 4 to 6. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 22 tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, highs around 28. Tomorrow night, lows around 14. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
By our great friends over at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Rapids. You got your host, James J. here at 3:04 on the clock on this 11th of December. Going to be joined by our favorite pitch hitter, Seth Habagger, a little bit later. Seth will join us to talk a little baseball and plenty more. We also are looking forward to possibly being joined by our head coach and GM of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Paul Peckman, going to join us possibly a little bit later as well. We'll see. But right now, in studio, we kick off our show with a great friend of ours right now in with us. We've got Tyler Miller in with us, assistant general manager of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Tyler, I'm a little off. I'm sorry. I expected to do this interview possibly talking about the Ohtani signing with the Rafters. Are you disappointed that Ohtani did not sign with the Rafters? Are you surprised? Are you surprised I'm even bringing this up? Are you?
No, not at all. I was actually going to kick it off with it, so you stole my kind of intro line. But yes. No, when that news broke Saturday or Friday or Saturday, no, it was disappointing because we were in talks with his agent.
Right there,
private jet. People were seeing the flight tracker come into Wisconsin Rapids and wondering what the buzz was about. But
the Vegas odds had, I believe, the Dodgers, Toronto, and Rafters. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the order.
I think so. No, I agree. I think so.
$700 million. That's insane. That's just insane. But that's a whole other topic. Thanks a lot for being here, man. I appreciate the time. And really, especially this time of year, know how busy you guys are. There is no off season, is there, Tyler?
No, none at all. Mm. It's always funny when people come in and they're like, oh, what have you guys been doing? We're plugging away to make sure that the next season is better than the last season is kind of what I always tell people.
We're going to get into hot stove talk. We're going to talk about season tickets and some of those things. It does occur to me, though, as we're talking about this, that this is a key time for scouting. This is a key time for a lot of that. There's winter ball. There's other things going on right now. Is that a big part of what the coaching staff, you guys in the front office, are doing, kind of eyeballing a lot of this talent out there?
Yeah, no, of course. I'll be completely honest. I leave it up to our field manager. Once he sends a guy, I definitely do the YouTube videos and look to see how he is and always look up his numbers and stuff. But yeah, I called him last week and we had a conversation and he's got 25 to 30 guys signed already. So we're more than halfway there. He's actually kind of taken some time off now to let the guys get some of those reps in for once the spring comes and baseball picks back up. Fall ball's obviously over, so he has those numbers to go off of. He spent all fall kind of looking at the fall ball numbers and recruiting and doing some of that, reaching out to coaches and building the relationships that he has. And kind of now he'll kind of lay low for a little bit. And once spring ball starts back up, he'll pick up his recruiting again.
Looking forward to that. And we always look forward to the updates throughout the winter season and everything, seeing the signings and all that. And we'll be certainly covering that for our audience out there. Looking forward to, of course, another great season of Rafter baseball. And for those of us that have been paying attention to follow the Rafters, diehard followers of the Rafters, I think a lot of people might think this regular season starts in, sometime in towards summer and everything, when we opening, the stadium opens up and all of this. It's hot stove time.
Yeah.
That's when the season really kicks off for a lot of us diehard Rafter fans. And we are very excited to have another hot stove event coming up.
Yeah, no, James, it's very exciting, especially for myself, being a little selfish. This is my first one that I'm able to help put on. Being here for a couple years, this is something that since day one when I got in here, it was, are we having a hot stove this year? Nope, we're going to have to kind of hold off. Are we going to have one next year? So it's been a question we get asked all the time by multiple fans, people that are involved in the community. They love this event. They like seeing the Rafters in the winter, hearing about the Rafters in the winter, lots of baseball fans in this area. And so just kind of being able to talk about baseball in the end of January is always exciting.
What will we be expecting at the hot stove event?
Yeah, no, so it'll kick off. We'll have a nice kind of cocktail hour with a cash bar, some appetizers being served, and then that'll kind of lead into our dinner. The dinner is being provided by Kellner Cafe, the new cafe in Kellner. We have a very close relationship with them, followed by a program, which I'm super excited for. Again, not only for our keynote presenter, but also we'll kick it off by hearing about local teams. So we're inviting Ryan Hartman, Assumption's head coach, Bob Galletta, Lincoln's head coach, is going to be there, John from the Red Hawks, the Rapids Red Hawks, he's most likely going to be there, and then we have a representative from the American Legion Baseball. So just getting the local baseball teams together to talk about baseball. I want to hear what they're doing just as much as our fans want to know what we're doing.
This is integral to the future of baseball. What's going on here with our Rafters, and it may sound dramatic coming from me a little bit here, but it's the truth. And it's not actually coming from me. That's coming from Major League Baseball. For over two decades, Major League Baseball is going around the country and other countries making sure, does your town have a ballpark? Okay, if not, we're going to build one.
Yeah.
We're going to make sure that the kids are going to be able to play baseball at a young age, no matter where they are. On a local level, teams like the Rafters, working with local high schools like you guys have done since the inception of the Rafters, and other Northwoods League teams as well throughout the whole entire state, doing this, it's the future of baseball. We love wins and losses. We love championships. This is what it's all about, is adding to communities, making them more better, making them better, making them more positive, and making sure that the future of baseball is intact, that we're giving kids an opportunity to play, have fun, and enjoy this great sport.
No, that's, again, funny you say that, because I've been diving in. I'm doing a website audit, so I'm actually the tab about the Witterfield history is being updated now.
Cool.
And man, I spent way too much time looking into the history. And again, the common theme is about the Northwoods League teams is they were founded from teams that had a baseball town in the past, right? So again, we had these minor league teams here that kind of performed here. And so there has always been a need for baseball in these communities that these Northwoods League teams are in. And so we're just continuing the trend from what minor league baseball used to be here. And I would assume same thing as other teams. So no, I empowering the youth, again, giving them a platform to speak, having them attend games and being able to, again, look up to our guys that we have come play. It's all kind of fits in the realm of, our saying of where the community comes together.
I really love the inclusion of the Red Hawks. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really unique and cool thing to see. I don't think you see that in every community. I wish you did, but I don't think you see it in every community. Everybody loves baseball. You've touched on that a couple of times. We love our baseball in this area. It only makes sense to work together to reach across each and see how you can make this community even more, shine even more when it comes to these things.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And we've had a couple of the guys, like the couple of the Red Hawks guys have played in the Northwoods League when it comes crunch time to, hey, we need some guys on our roster. Mm-hmm. We're going to look at the Dairyland League and look at the guys who are playing in those leagues. So, no, again, they had a star pitcher that went and played for Wausau and did great in their run at the end of the season. So, no, I'm a huge supporter of them and what they do, and there's no competition between us two. We're kind of using our resources. John, the guy that runs it over there, is an incredible guy and has a passion for baseball, just like many of us. So again, just kind of the common goal of bringing people together to talk about baseball is what the Hot Stove's about.
I remember when I was a kid, it could be so different. It could be a little crabs in a barrel kind of thing. It's so much better with it this way, everybody working together and trying to just not only does it help the community and all that, but you mentioned it makes a better product on the field. Games can be won because of these things. So it's just a smart decision all around. Love the keynote speaker this year. Great choice. Tell them who it is.
Yeah, no, thank you. We're excited to bring Dustin Woodcock back to Wisconsin Rapids. He's very excited about it. When I kind of reached out, he had been here before for one of these and was super excited to come back and be the keynote presenter, especially after I kind of mentioned how it's gone away for a couple years. Everybody's memory of the past Hot Stoves are kind of gone and wondering what's new. Yeah. So Woodcock was a four-year Rafter, crazy. One of our only few, if not the only four-year Rafter.
Right.
Have to go back and do some digging, but was named the team MVP in 2016 when the Rafters won the Northwoods League championship. So is a huge part of what the Rafters are. And we're excited to have him back.
It's going to be great to have him back in town. I can't imagine how great it's going to be for him. As much as we're looking forward to seeing him, I'm sure it's vice versa just as much. He really enjoyed his time here. He was on the air with us a bit and had a great time. Great guy. Mm-hmm. Really nice guy. But one of those people that you were like, he's got big things ahead. Yeah. He's got some good stuff ahead. Looking forward to this. All of this going on, and we want to make sure that our diehard fans out there, that you guys are doing a very cool gesture with the season ticket holders.
Yeah, no, from my understanding and looking at past flyers, this is something new that we're implementing this year, is if you are a current, so upcoming 2024 season ticket holder, have renewed your package for next year, this event's going to be complimentary to you guys. So our diehard fans, those ones who have been there, we wanted to make this a free event for them to just, again, enjoy the meal, enjoy some good presentations. I have a couple words that I'll be saying up there as well.
Cool.
So, just a very exciting, and again, our package holders, they're why we're here. Holders and sponsors are why we're here. Baseball fans and the support from the community are why we're here. So we're trying to give back, and sponsors and season ticket holders are given free tickets for this event.
It's a very smart idea. It's very cool. It's very, very cool. And I don't know if that's been done before. Either way, love that it's happening right now. That's very cool. We'll get into the details of for the rest of the general public in just a second, but they wanted to make sure that just wrapping up the time with you there, the Rafters Hop Stove event's also going to have some baskets. You guys are going to have some raffles and some of those things. We love our raffles around here.
Yeah, no, I I love the raffles, and again, donated generously by some of our partners, which is something we wanted to do. We're not just going out and finding a random business that we're not partners with. We reached out to our partners. So Anytime Fitness is giving us a nice basket. Different corporations are giving us baskets that then we're going to raffle off during the event. So no, it's going to be a nice Saturday night evening. This is something too that we decided, as it usually was on a Tuesday or Thursday night.
Yeah, yeah.
We're kind of trying to take your weekend. So
we're trying
to take your Saturday night from 6 to 10. I promise it'll be fun, and the food will be good. So very fun night at the Hotel Mead.
This time of year could always use something that gets us out of the house fun, yep. Not just shoveling, you know, that we could really enjoy and look forward to. And think warm because of the summer and baseball and all of that. That's going to be so much fun, man. It's going to be a really, really cooking at the hot stove event. Can we get over the details for the general public of the event?
Yeah, no, of course. So today was our kind of release of it. This was a great platform to help release that as well. So right now, up until December 20th, 22nd. If you are not a package holder, we're doing an early bird $5 ticket. So that for $5, you're going to get all those presentations, a full dinner buffet with some appetizers as well. And then after that, it's going to be from January 4th to the 20th. Those will be $10 tickets for general public. And then we want you to get there. We want to know how many people are going to come. Mm-hmm. We know how this community is with the at the door. So
yes.
We are going to offer tickets at the door if space is available, but those will be $20. So get your plans early. Again, mark it on your calendar. We'd love to have you there. This event can only hold 300 people, so we anticipate it being a sellout, and so we want to get on the list early if possible.
Yeah, get on there right away today if you can. Make sure to get that reserved, get that ticket RSVP for this awesome event, hot stove event with our rafters over at the Hotel Mead, one of the best places you can have an event like this. So that is one thing that's consistent with the hot stove event, having it at the Hotel Mead.
Yep.
It's a perfect place.
Every year gets put in the contract. Yeah. We do a nice trade-out agreement with them for some hotel rooms and different events, and this is one of them. They love hosting it. We love having it there. So no, great partnership with the Hotel Mead.
I am glad you mentioned that as we are wrapping up, Tyler, because you guys, one of the things we've always appreciated of our rafters from day one, you guys were in town, have worked with the community, sponsored events with the community, and we've seen a lot of businesses sponsor with you guys as well. Always like to encourage our team out there to buy local, support local, and that encourages the rafters support us. Let's support them. Season tickets are on sale right now. Let us make sure that we have home field advantage all season long. Every single home game we've got is packed. Get those season tickets right now at northwoodsleague.com. Tyler, really appreciate you. Looking forward to the event. I think we'll maybe talk right before the event, or certainly talk after and hear how it went and everything. And I plan on being there. So looking forward to see you in there. Thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, no, you're welcome, James. Again, just thanks for this opportunity. And I'll definitely reserve your spot right there at the table.
Thank you, brother. Tyler Miller, Assistant GM with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. Seth and I are going to talk a little sports with you right here at WFHR's Playmakers, proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing.
Want to score with your customers? The design and print team of Quality Plus Printing will get your words out. That's right, the same team that designs and prints for the Rafters, the River Kings, several area youth sports leagues, as well as many local high school athletic teams. They know how to elevate your game with professional marketing pieces. Your business will be winners with new business cards, brochures, banners, and more. Designed and printed by Quality Plus Printing.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 22 tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, highs around 28. Tomorrow night, lows around 14. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
Welcome back, everybody, to WFHR's playmakers. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our favorite pitch hitter, Mr. Seth Habhager. Seth, how's it going?
Everything's going well. Good afternoon, everyone.
We are trying something out here today with Seth, where we're using the Cleaner Feed, and we say a shout-out to Clean Feed, our friends over there helping us out with this. Melissa joins us twice a week, I would say, on Clean Feed. We have had some other guests join us on this, but you and I haven't gotten the chance to do this before. and it's even a role reversal where I'm usually out in the field and you're on the board.
Right.
Here, a little different. But we had to do this. I could not do this show today without you, Seth. I had to have you on this show in particular as we get done talking Rafter baseball. And again, a big shout out to Tyler Miller, assistant GM with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Get your tickets for a hot stove event. Get your season tickets at northwoodsleague.com. Seth, it happened. Shohei Ohtani signed with the Los Angeles Dodgers, not our Rafters. Little disappointed in that.
I know.
Part.
Come on. They could have gotten done a little bit better. Just a little bit.
I don't know what they offered. Guessing it wasn't 700 mil. guessing. Whew. I had some.
Can we start a GoFundMe for that?
Yeah, right. I had somebody, a student of mine, this came up, and she does not know anything about sports, barely knows what baseball is. And she said, under her breath, how can you justify that? And it got me thinking, and I was looking forward to starting here with you, Seth, because if you're the Los Angeles Dodgers, you've been building for this for years. You got what you wanted. It's like we were kids again. The Yankees want Soto, they get Soto. Dodgers want Ohtani, they get Ohtani. These things happen. I believe that $700 million actually could end up. I'm not saying it's going to be a deal, but I don't think the Dodgers could come out of this not in the black. When you consider. Ohtani was a star with the Angels, and no matter where he played in this in America, he had somebody in the stands with his jersey on. He had people that were fans of his the spread out Ohtani fans, not even necessarily fans of any particular team. And then you add, there's this other market out there of his around the world. What is that other market, Seth? I can't think of it. Japan. That's right.
Everywhere. Oh, yeah. Japan. You're right. Yep.
But you're right, too. We're both right. The whole world loves this guy. The jersey sales, new jerseys. You can't get the Angel jersey. You got to get the Dodger jersey. People coming and wanting to see him from Japan, from other countries. He's not just big with Japan, but big in pretty much every Asian market. It's the biggest deal in American professional sports, certainly. And I think you can make the argument that they both sides got a deal on this.
It's interesting, and if you look at the price tag, $700 million, 10 years. There's been some deals that have been for more years, but for total dollar amount, man, this is number one. And I'm you said something just there that made me think about. What are the Dodgers getting other than just, one of the best players in baseball right now, possibly of all time. And they're getting a marquee player. Okay, so they've got good players. They got Mookie Betts. They got Freddie Freeman. Great players, great hitters. But they don't have the name that Shohei Ohtani has.
Right.
And it's going to just draw that many more people to the park. And, the Dodgers already do great with attendance. It's going to be a sellout every night. I swear to God, it's going to be a sellout.
It's insane to think a team like that could get more popular.
I know.
That's
it
incredible.
Is crazy.
It really is. I got a couple of fun stats for us regarding this. And phone lines are open, 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. We will have GM and head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids River Canes, Coach Paul Peckman, joining us at 3:30 for the fourth period. Looking forward to that. The Dodgers will be the fifth team to begin a season with three players who each finished top three in the MVP voting in the previous season. The Yankees did this in 04. The 67 Orioles, the 60 White Sox, and the 42 Dodgers. Second time Dodgers have done this.
Wow.
The Yankees did this in 04 with Alex Rodriguez, Jorge Posada, and Gary Sheffield. The old Baltimore, 67 Baltimore team, listen to these names, Seth. Frank Robinson, Brooks Robinson, Boog Powell. God, just to say those names felt good. With the White Sox, of course, Nelly Fox, Luis Aparicio, and Earl Wynn. And with Brooklyn, the Dodgers that time.
Back in the 40s,
Dolph Camille, Pete Reiser, and Whitlow Wyatt. We all remember them. it's an incredible stat.
It is.
The previous biggest record, of course, was Aaron Judge's 360. Although there is talk that the Julio Rodriguez, when if he hits all of his incentives, his could be just a hair under as large as this one currently is.
Yeah, yeah. Oh man, it's something else. And I was loving seeing all the social media with people from other sports. Like Patrick Mahomes commenting on it and all these kind of things. This is how big this guy is. He transcends baseball now, and especially because of the because of the biggest contract ever. You know, it's funny. You know, we were looking this morning before we started the morning show. We were looking at how many articles on MLB.com were about Ohtani. It's like three quarters were about him or had some attachment to this deal and whatnot. What has happens with all the other teams that were going for him? You know, Toronto and San Francisco and all these things. Wow. I mean, it's this is what the writers have been waiting for. Finally, we get to write, you know, about all this Ohtani stuff that we wanted to get out there.
I know you're not a huge social media guy, but I couldn't help myself. I had to go on to Twitter and see what it was. You know, what was all the talk? What was all the discussion and everything? And it was hilarious that the number one thing trending was no Ohtani. and it was just it was a bunch of Toronto fans just like getting bent out of shape and like, well, I guess, you know, that's the season, like, and things like that. Like, they just got in at the last minute to kind of even get in on this, and they've got a great team. They got a great team. Like, I can't think of anybody necessarily that could beat themselves up on this, especially once we have the we know how this goes. We're going to take a call real quick. Good afternoon. You're on Playmakers.
But finally, a pro athlete finally called to be on salary-wise. I mean, I felt so bad about being such a, you know, high-priced guy here.
It's got to be lonely up there. Yeah. It can't be easy making that seven whatever amount of zeros that is, because I'm not good at math.
You know, I was just going to say, you know, WFHR is going to have to, you know, step it up here a little bit there, G.
A little bit. I actually, you know, texted this when this news broke. I texted this to our owner, Sage. He sent back a laughing emoji. I don't feel like this is going to, I don't think much is going to happen from that, I'm pretty sure. But I'm loving hearing people's first reactions when they heard this news, because it wasn't as if he signed with the Tampa Bay, you know, a Rays or something like that. It wasn't shocking the team he signed with. I don't even think the price tag was shocking, but it was still shocking. It was still very like, whoa, just boom when it happened.
To me, I'm, you know, it's to the point where I think Major League Baseball is starting to get bad. And I think they need to, I mean, I really think in order for a small market team, and I know that, you know, they showed the numbers, you know, with Baltimore, Milwaukee making the playoffs, all these teams making the playoffs on low budgets, but they do it. But in the long run, there's no way a team like the Brewers or, you know, some of these small markets can compete. And they're never going to get the guys, you know, teams like, you know, players like that there to help their revenue. I mean, I know they do the revenue sharing within the league, but, I mean, it's still not enough to help these smaller markets. And I don't know. I mean, and kudos for the guy to get it, and, you know, and, you know, he's going to be making $70 million or whatever it is this year being a DH.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to be pitching. I mean, he won't be able to throw it all this year. I mean, he's going to be a DH.
Well, they're going to
surgery he had.
It's a lot of money in 04. If you're looking at it in 04, I think the Dodgers, especially with a 10-year deal, are looking at this in 04, 05, 06, 07, and so on. And I want to, especially with rooting for the underdog and small market teams, that's my jam. That I love talking about that. And I would normally agree with you, and I don't disagree with you, but I will say that we spent all the playoffs leading up to the playoffs in the playoffs talking about how the Mets, Yankees, and Padres couldn't make a run after spending all that money, that the Angels had Ohtani and Trout and couldn't make anything happen. And if I'm a small market team, and I know what it means to have a face of your franchise, to have stars and everything, but I'm seeing this stuff happening, and I get money from that. All these teams have to share revenue and everything. So for one, I'll take that money. And two, I've got proof going back to the Oakland A's and other teams that I can make a playoff run. I don't know if I can win a World Series. That's where I think the buck stops. That's where I think, you know, your discussion comes in more, sir, is a lot of that. But boy, we just spent all the playoffs talking about laughing at the Mets and the Padres, spending all right. that money and not doing anything. The Dodgers, I don't think anybody believed the Dodgers were going to actually do anything in the playoffs, even though they got in. And even they turned into be a bit of a joke. Now, the Rangers won, and they spent a buttload of money. So, you know, it's hard to argue what you're saying, but I do think that it's one of those things where it's kind of back and forth.
Well, yeah, but on the other hand, though, too, I mean, if we like say, you know, for instance, we got a Ohtani into Milwaukee, the amount of money he generates through ticket sales, you know, jersey sales, mm-hmm. things like that. That money could, you know, could help a small market team. That's where I'm coming at, is it yeah. on that end of it, where money like that could help a small market team, where they don't have to maybe look at the state of Wisconsin and say, "Could you help us out, keep us here in Wisconsin?" You know, things like that. And they can, you know, don't have to worry about that. And I don't know. I mean, like I said, I mean, if a guy can get it. I mean, all the, you know, go get it.
But, yeah, yeah.
I mean, to put that kind of money into a player, I mean, we were seeing it with Christian Yelich. Look at the amount of money they get to him. Granted, this year he had a pretty good year, but ever since that injury, it just hasn't been the same.
You notice when I was talking about the Dodgers making their money back, I never brought up a World Series. I didn't bring up his batting average or home runs or anything like that because of exactly what you're saying there, man. Whether it's Albert Pujols signing with the Angels. Boy, the Angels, that team. whether it's
can't catch a break.
It's just really bad. It's that deal and him like just being a shell of himself for years. Or it is the Carlos Rendon deal with the Angels. You know, the Padres situation, the Mets situation, et cetera, et cetera. We've got plenty of examples of that. But with this deal, that star of Ohtani isn't going anywhere. I'm not saying that he couldn't get bigger, and I'm not saying his star can't dwindle. But across the world, that those jersey sales are going to stay strong. Right. You're going to be able to make your buck back on that in as far as an investment goes. If I'm that ownership team, boy, that's you want me to sign what? A $700 million contract? Get out of here. I ain't signing that. No, I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's the reincarnation of Mickey Mantle. I ain't signing that. Oh, wait. He could sell jerseys in every single Asian country. You're telling me I can make jersey sales in Japan, China, everywhere.
Right.
Like, I'm listening all of a sudden, and we haven't mm-hmm. even gotten into, you know, when he's going to pitch next. You know, I completely agree with you on the physical on the field stuff, but I think off the field, this is a win-win situation if you're the Dodgers, and you can't be the team of California and not have this guy. You had the we're going to get into this maybe a little bit later, Seth and I, about the years of planning the Dodgers put into this that I thought was a little bit impressive.
Yeah.
We'll see, but we got to take a quick break, sir. Always good to talk to you. Thanks for the call, man.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
You too. We'll talk again real soon. We'll come back, and Coach Paul Peckman going to join us for the fourth period right here on Playmakers, brought to you proudly by Quality Post Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them, with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 22 tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, highs around 28. Tomorrow night, lows around 14. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
Welcome back, everyone, to WFHR's Playmakers. Proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. I have your host, James Jay, and Seth Habig are going to be joining us a little bit later, our pitch hitter. But I wanted to get into some hockey talk. We have the fourth period beginning. We have head coach and GM of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Paul Peckman, joining us right now. Coach, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks for being here. Before we get into hockey talk, we get into the scores and the weekend and everything. On the River Kings website, there is a great thing up there about the fundraiser that you guys are doing, right, trying to upgrade the locker room and that. Can we start right there, Coach?
Sure. We have, next year will be our 10-year anniversary, right? And our locker room situation is something that needs to be upgraded. We probably have one of the least accommodating facilities in junior hockey. And the main thing is having bathrooms and showers, mm-hmm, and things like that. And we have nowhere to do video. We just need more space. We, mm-hmm, need more accommodations. And this is unfortunate that we have to, we have to ask for help.
Yeah.
But it is what it is, right? I mean, it is what we need. And it's a lot of it is league requirement, the bathrooms, yeah, and that stuff becomes a touchy situation when you're dealing with the public locker rooms and,
yeah,
and the girls' hockey, the figure skates and all that, right, kind of stuff. It can be, pretty scary. So it's something that we need to, hopefully reach out and get some support and some help so that we can start this project so we can have it at least ready for next season. That's the goal.
Yeah.
And this is the beginning.
This is this is something that our River Kings are looking to do. The simplest of things that we're looking for to upgrade this area, to just get it to league requirements. Not even looking at necessarily like luxury things or anything like that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about not only making it so that it's better for these players, but better for other people using the Southland County Rec Center. In that it isn't as if this is going to be necessarily just used by the Kings. Other people might be using some of these facilities, some of the building. One of the things that I thought of when I first saw this, Coach, was, well, all right, this is our chance to show you guys we got your back, because the River Kings have showed up every time we have needed them in this community, whether it is an event going on with our high schools or our young hockey teams around here. When we had the storm happen and the trees went down, one of the first things I saw was River King players out there helping out the community. Like, this team has put back into this community. I haven't even gotten to the economic impact that the River Kings have had. We could talk about that the rest of the show,
right,
how much the River Kings have impacted this community economically. This is our chance to show we appreciate that. This is our chance to show that we truly do back the River Kings. We can put our money where our mouth is. This is one of those things, too, that if you care about this team, this is a as far as scouting, as far as bringing players in, this is key to that, I would say, Coach. It's one of those things. If I'm on the fence about signing with this team, it can take one or two things to change my mind. This could be one of those things. I'm not saying it is, but it could be. Why even leave it up to that?
Right.
Let's make sure to get this facility up and running and looking the way it could and it should, for our community, for our players, and know that when I don't care if you donate $5 or $500, you're going to get your money back. You're going to get a return on your investment. You're going to see it in your tax dollars. You're going to see it in this community's, the impact this team makes economically and so many other levels.
That's right. No, I appreciate that, and that's exactly right. Believe me when I tell you the amount of conversations I have with players in the off season. Actually, now, we're already recruiting for next season. So, with all the connections that I have all over the world, guys are looking to send players. Guys are looking, yeah, to set them up for next year already. And now they're looking at our facilities and, well, what do we have to offer?
Yeah,
all we have is a locker room. We don't even have the right amount of stalls for the roster that, yeah, we're allowed, so we're short, and we have no bathrooms.
And I say that this isn't necessarily for the players, for you, for the team and everything. I don't mean this in a negative way. It's not a good thing, certainly. But this is a positive for our community that this means that our team is successful. This means that this is a team we want to keep. This is a team that's going to stay here. All of these things. We just got done talking about the Brewers possibly leaving this state and those things, and a number of reasons why with that. This isn't new conversation to sports fans. Facilities need to be upgraded. This is if you have spent one day at Wrigley Field, you understand that, in the triumphs with that and everything. This is an opportunity for us to not only help the Kings help and improve that, but to really improve our community, to make a lot of it better in a lot of different ways. It doesn't take a leap to be able to make that. If you want to make donations, every donation helps. We encourage you to reach out to the River Kings to make a donation or support this fundraising effort. Please contact the River Kings organization. You can give them a call at 919-561-4830, 919-561-4830, or gm@riverkinghockey.com, gm@riverkingshockey.com. I'll get that information out there again when we're wrapping up, Coach.
Thank you.
This weekend, nice weekend of hockey. Nice weekend of hockey. Let's start with Friday night. River Kings took on the Minnesota Moose this weekend. Nice game. Coming out of that second period, though, got to feel pretty good. What was the third period like? One goal scored in that whole period, but you and I know this game. That was the most exciting goal of the whole game.
Yeah, it was. I tell you what, it was a little touch and go for a while. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we had some energy, not enough. I felt we weren't connecting the dots on our passes. That we weren't as sharp as we needed to be. We have some guys out of the lineup, so it was a chance to get some guys in the lineup and give them opportunities. And whether or not they solidified their spots is to be determined, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But those are opportunities. When guys are hurt, sick, or do stupid things, mm-hmm. creates opportunities for guys that may think that they need more ice time, and here it is. So we didn't look our sharpest, but yeah, when it comes down to it, regardless, we're still hanging around, we're still in the game, right? Because of the systems and the way that we play, we're mm-hmm. always going to be in every game, and all it takes is one break, and we capitalize. So we'll take the two points and run into Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday night was, you know, it was 0-0 going in the third period.
I love seeing the box score. When I don't get to be at the games or anything, I enjoy looking at box scores. And that is my favorite thing, of just kind of slowly looking, first period, second period, nothing, boom. Third period, five goals, just all over. I love it when that happens in hockey. Yeah. I also don't have to coach that team. I also don't have to be there doing that part of it. I do want to send a shout out to Bryson. Nice weekend for him. Showed up in both games there on the box score. Mm-hmm. Good game for him and a good game for the Kings. As we build momentum here, as we get closer and closer. So you come out of this weekend 2-0 against a team that was nipping at our heels and everything in the standings. And we look at the standings and our Kings are in third place. Just a couple of points down here, away from that top spot. It is an exciting feeling, not just for us as fans. I gotta imagine as you and the team, you focusing on today, you focusing on next week. How do you keep the team focused on from period to period?
During the game,
during the week, let's start there.
Right now, we're focused on the squash, and that's what we're preparing for. Right, I mean, we're 2 points out of first place, so. You know, we're trying to chase them. This is a team that is very offensive. They score the most goals in our division, and we give up the least, right? So it's going to be a battle of the strengths, and we have to be able to contain them offensively and shut them down if we're going to have a shot at this, right? So we need our big guys to show up and play big, and we need our defensive side of the puck to play well, and we'll see how it goes. But, you know, I expect a high-flying defensive battle.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to playing the Squatch, a team like this, they're one of those teams that has shown this season that they're versatile. That they can play. I think they can adapt to other teams' hockey, but I feel like the Kings are the best team in the division at that. Mm-hmm. So there's that part of it too. When you're trading punches like that, are you feeling yourself out for the third period? Now I want to get into the game and the focus part of it. When you're getting into that, is it okay? This first, I don't care if you're down four goals in that first period. Second period, whole new game. Third period, whole new game. Is that the approach?
That's exactly right. 0-0, mm-hmm. win 20 minutes, right? And just let's get the next one and let's chip away at it if we're behind. Right, and that's why, you know, both games this weekend we were down. Right, we always had to come from behind, so you can't get too rattled. Shake it off. Let's just keep going. Right, mm-hmm. just keep going. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Bryson scores two big goals on, and it was funny right before that. So we get that penalty and we're down 1-0, and it was 11 minutes in the second period. It's 1-0, and I said, listen, now's the time. We need a shorthanded goal. Mm-hmm. I said, just go out there and find that spot, right? And sure enough, the kid winds up in a breakaway. He scores, right, and just picks five hole and got things going a little bit. Yeah. And then we give one up right away a minute later, right? And then he scores a knuckle puck.
Oh.
You know, one of those where it just goes. The puck had eyes, and it just found its way in the net. It's good for him to get going. Mm-hmm. We need him to get going. He's one of our best players, and offensively he struggled a little bit at the beginning, but now he's starting to find it a little bit. So we need him.
What is, as we look at this weekend, obviously we want some points this weekend. We want some wins. What else are you looking to come out of this weekend with when we talk next that you're hoping, okay, that this happened this past weekend?
That we can shut down offensive guys. You know, that this is where your test is. You got to put your money where your mouth is, and if we're going to have a shot at nationals and getting to that level, you got to beat the best teams. And right now they're ahead of us, so they're better, as far as I'm concerned. And they got guys that can score. There's no doubt about it. And if we're not on our game and understanding and responsibilities, we're going to get smacked in the mouth. So we got to be prepared for that. And that was the conversation today. And every day we're going to talk a little bit more about what we need to do and make sure we're focusing on the simple things and executing them right, so that we don't do any careless mistakes that can cost us, because these guys will make you pay.
Mm. We're so looking forward to this, Coach. We're excited about the games this weekend. We're taking on, of course, again, the Minnesota Squatch team, that right ahead of us in the standings. And we want to remind everybody not only get their tickets, but support your Kings, and you can support them in many different ways. We have this fundraiser going on. I want you to show up at the Rec Center. I believe 3 home games left this season. We want to make sure to get you to every one of them. Everyone, let's show them home ice advantages. Meet us over at the Southland County Rec Center. Get there and get your tickets at riverkingshockey.com, riverkingshockey.com. Coach, as we're letting you go, is there anything else you wanted to touch on, anything we didn't cover?
No, I think, you know, we're excited. I mean, we got a lot more than 3 games left.
Yes. Home. I'm so sorry. Yeah, we got a lot more than that. Yeah, we got a lot more than that.
Like 10 or 12.
My page cut off. My page cut off on my screen as I glanced over it at the corner of my eye. This is why I am not a good hockey player. but we do. We got a lot more home games, got a lot more opportunities to not only cheer on our Kings at home here, but talk with you, Coach, in this fourth period. Really do appreciate the time. Everybody get your tickets at riverkingshockey.com. Help us build the Kings up and down the river. We'll talk again real soon, Coach. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Jim.
And we'll be back with more. Seth and I will be back with more Playmakers right here on WFHR.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 24. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 27 tomorrow. Lows around 17 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 24.
Welcome back to Playmakers, everybody, here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Big thank you to GM, head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Paul Peckman, for joining us. That was a lot of fun talking to Coach there. How you doing, Seth?
I'm doing all right.
Appreciate you joining us again, my man. Go to riverkingshockey.com to help the Kings build hockey up and down the river, riverkingshockey.com. We can get back into the Ohtani talk if you want. Now, we got a good 10 minutes left here, so if you want to join the conversation, everybody, 715-424-2600. I have to talk real quick, Seth, about the NBA's in-season tournament.
Okay.
LeBron James, what he did with this tournament. A lot of people made jokes that LeBron is doing this. He wants to win a championship, you know, to try to tie Michael and all these things. And I laugh at those jokes too, and I think it's kind of
right,
funny.
Right.
There's a lot of that. I feel like we have normalized too much what is going on with the Tom Brady's, with the LeBron Jameses, with these guys, and the type of mentality they have. I felt like when we were a kid, there were tons of Mambas. There were tons of, you know, there was only one Michael Jordan, but there were a ton of these guys that seemed to eat, sleep, and breathe championships and wanting championships.
Yeah.
I don't believe LeBron is looking at Michael. I don't believe that LeBron is looking at anything but, did you say championship? That's all the guy cares about. That's all it's about. It was like it in high school. He was like that in high school. It doesn't matter if it's the and I think that another thing that is interesting about LeBron is this is not only a guy who is in the moment, but a student of the game. He understands maybe he catches Michael in championships, he's never going to equal Michael. But one thing, Michael, Wilt, all these other people, they don't have their first name on a championship. They're not the first name on something, and he saw that. He saw the history of that, and he went after it, and he got it. It's just impressive to me, and it's just kind of like, oh, it's not a big deal. It's LeBron being LeBron. No,
right.
We have normalized this way too much. This is a 39-year-old man playing better than anybody else in the NBA, a man who let everybody knows what LeBron's going to do. Everybody knows that he wanted this, and he still went and got it. It's impressive.
You know, it is. You can never count him out for anything. As much as people say, you know, he's old and this other stuff and all these other things. For the in-season tournament, first of all, I mean, there were some structural things that I thought were kind of you know, like the whole point differential thing. You know, you could even if you lose, if you know you have a better point differential, you can continue on and that kind of thing. I thought that was kind of weird.
Yeah,
but the setup was a little funky.
Yes,
but other than that, though, it is really remarkable. And are we going to see the like again? You know, it's so hard with today's NBA. I mean, we're never going to see another Bill Russell, I don't think. You know, 10 championships or whatever it was. You know, in the end that he got, but because it's just the league is too big. There's too many teams. The playoff structure is too complicated in order to get teams like that. But your point is well taken. You know, it's like mentioning an Oscar around Leonardo DiCaprio. It's like, what'd you say? Huh? You know,
And I'm not even a LeBron James guy. I'm not even necessarily a guy at his. I just,
I think it's so cool to be able to see this. Yeah, I was a diehard Chicago Bulls fan. I had a lot of invested in that run of the Bulls. But I know a lot of people that were New York fans, that were, you know, Cleveland fans, all these different teams that were just as into it as I was. It's fun to see greatness sometimes. Speaking of that, keeping the baseball basketball conversation going, so much for a smooth segue.
You got there anyway.
We don't do hot takes on this show. We're not really known for that.
Not really.
I think I got a hot take, and I don't mean for it to be, but I can't help myself. And I really want to know, not just the callers out there. I want this to spread, and I want to know what other people think. I don't think this is necessarily like controversial, what I'm saying, or anything. I just haven't heard anybody else say it. I think for the first time in our lives, and I'm not saying it's the first time it's happened, but the first time we're noticing it happen, Seth, the greatest player in college basketball is a woman. And it's Caitlin Clark. And it isn't just her by an inch or by a half a foot or something. It's by her by a mile.
By a mile.
And I don't even think that the next best player in college basketball is a man. I think you could say Brockers over at UC. There's a couple of players out there. It's just awesome. And this isn't like, I'm not saying this is to be controversial or to get takes or anything like that. I think it's awesome. I think it's so dang cool. And I want us to appreciate it.
Well, we have seen in the last couple of years a real explosion of people being more and more interested in women's sports. We saw it earlier this year with volleyball, college volleyball. When all of a sudden, where did this come from? You know, wow, this explosion of all these things. The basketball has been growing, though, for women's basketball. That seems to have been on a trajectory for a while where it's more and more interest. And I don't know if it's because the men's game has become flat. Or it's just people aren't as interested anymore. Is it because there's no dynasties and there's more parity, you know, in that
there's no consistency in college.
Yeah. But you see the power now is in the women's teams. You know, you've got your Iowa and your South Carolina and your LSUs and all that kind of thing. Like, that's more interesting storylines for people. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they just like the brand of basketball more.
Yeah,
that could be part of it too. Maybe they just like the more fundamental way that women's basketball is than men's.
I like that part of it, and I also think that you get to know these players better because they're around longer. For a college player, no matter what they're making in NIL money, that NBA first contract is even probably going to be better. For a for a woman like Caitlin Clark, she's looking at the WNBA, and even with endorsement deals and all that, she might be making just as much, if not more, at Iowa. And that's saying something. Not just in college, but at Iowa, you know, doing that.
Yeah, of all places, right?
It's really interesting. I wanted to just touch on this really quick with you, Seth, because one of the things that I thought was interesting about the Ohtani reporting that's coming out now is how the Dodgers have been planning this for 3 years, and they didn't sign a big free agent last year. I didn't think that was a big deal. I heard talks of this, but I slept on how much they were actually doing behind the scenes. I don't know if we've heard a lot of this before, but I think it's kind of cool, even though it is the Dodgers and they're one of the empires and all this and everything, to think of this going on behind the scenes, them staying quiet and actually happening. I don't feel like that happens very often.
No. Now that we see what's happened, we see where that Ohtani ended up there. We can look back now and see, you know, last offseason, it did seem weird that the Dodgers were not in. They knew going into last season that they had no starting rotation. They had Clayton Kershaw. They knew Walker Buehler was going to be out. They knew they had Urias, who he had a bad year. I mean, they didn't know that was going to happen. But they did not improve their staff, even though they knew they needed to. And that was kind of strange for the Dodgers because they're known, A, for their pitching, and they're known for, what do we need? Yeah, let's go out and get it. You know, kind of what we've seen with the Yankees and stuff. And now it totally makes sense. It is like, they had a plan here. They were going to sign by hook or by crook, I think. They were going to get Ohtani. And I think that's why the final number was so high, because I think they actually needed to get that high in order for him not to go to Toronto. I think Toronto was a long shot anyway, but I think the Giants had a real chance. Absolutely. And I think that possibly Seattle had a real chance. But in the end, I don't think, now that we see what's happened, it was a foregone conclusion almost that he was going to go to LA.
I don't think outside of I don't think even as excited as Dodger fans are right now, I don't think anybody's more excited than the households of Blake Snell and Marcus Stroman and every other MLB free agent. Like, you got to be pretty excited right now. You're like, okay, the bar is high now. The bar is a lot higher. So, it's pretty nice.
And there's been some rumors that maybe the Dodgers are going to try to swoop in and get Yamamoto from Japan.
Oh my God.
I doubt that. I mean, they could if they wanted to, but I think he's probably going to end up somewhere in New York, either with the Mets or the Yankees. But that would be something if all of a sudden they grab him too. That would be rocking. That would just shatter everything.
It's going to be exciting, and it'll be really fun come September when we're laughing that they didn't make the playoffs. If that happens, you know, I mean, it's kind of the theme of the last couple of years.
They had no starting pitching staff, and they still made the playoffs last year. I think they're going to be all right.
Probably be all right. I want to get to our schedule in a moment, but I want to make sure we have time for this. This news broke late yesterday. Former NHL player and coach Tony Granato said on social media Sunday night that he has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and is taking a leave of absence from TV work at NBC Sports Chicago and the NHL Network. The 59-year-old Granato posted this and shared it on Twitter, and it wasn't easy for him. He's not a social media guy. I really respect and appreciate him doing this. Coach Granato coached our Wisconsin Badger hockey team for his alma mater for many years. He's a member of the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. 248 goals, 244 assists in his NHL career with the Rangers, Kings, and Sharks. One of those guys I loved watching play. Wishing him and his family the best.
Absolutely.
Get your tickets for the Hot Stove event going on with our Rafters coming up on January 20th. You can go to northwoodsleague.com to get that. Get your tickets for River Kings hockey this weekend. All season long, get your tickets over there at riverkingshockey.com. Be sure to support our teams. And you can support them right here on our radio stations as well. Tomorrow, we got the Wisconsin Hockey Hour at 7:05. I'm sorry, tonight we got it at 6:05, the Greg Gard Show, right here at WFHR. Tomorrow at 7:05, the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, and on WIRI at 6:55, high school basketball, Lincoln hosting Mosinee. Go Raiders. Roll Raiders.
Yeah.
Continue on. Keep going. Wednesday, we got women's basketball right here at WFHR at 6:40. Great show, Seth. Thanks a lot for pitch hitting, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem, brother.
If you want some River Kings tickets, get them right now. Call up 715-424-2600, 424-2600. Tell me one of your favorite hockey players or one of your favorite moments of Coach